Good evening, everybody. You've tuned in to Paradigm Shifters, and I hope there's lots of you tonight. This is not Paradigm Shifters. I'm sorry, I've been thinking about Paradigm Shifters a lot today. It's my Tuesday night show, and I've actually been making some wonderful plans about who's coming up on it, so I may as well tell you next week is going to be Linda Sherman again talking about politics, economy, and astrology. But tonight, that's not what we're talking about. But mentioning Linda Sherman is really important because tonight we're talking about the evolution of the feminine energy, the feminine into the collective, which has been kind of patriarchally run for, I think, technically about 8,000 years. And I'm going to talk to her. She's talking about next week, and she's talking about politics and economy. I want to talk to her about how astrologically it shows up that the feminine is on the rise and what does that mean to her. So it was a good mistake. Now you're all tuned up for next Tuesday at 8 p.m. In the meantime, here we are Thursday at 7 p.m. and you've tuned into Radiance by Design. Radiance by Design is a show about you because what we want to do is find our authentic nature. That's one of my big issues in life. Who are we really? And when we're more into our authentic nature, we're more able to conduct the frequencies that are your very own, the frequencies that are, I guess I won't say just your very own, but as the universe picks up speed and as the planet picks up speed energetically, who you really are starts to come through and you start to radiate at a higher and higher level. Everything's trying to radiate at a higher level, but we can prevent that from going through our densities, through old-fashioned programming. And the guides have been so, you know, I'm a channel too, and I work with my guides and angels a lot, and that's where I've learned most of my stuff as an intuitive counselor. And they've always talked to me about how when you clear old patterns, then you're much more able to consciously radiate. And as you consciously radiate, guess what? You get to create your reality better and better. So that's what we're on about tonight. Creating our reality, doing the changes and the, what I want to say is doing the clearings and doing the kind of intentioning and the expectations of, for example, the feminine on the rise that are going to help us all to authenticate more and more. And of course, that in turn changes the whole fabric of the human, you know, as one of us changes, it'll change the fabric of the human collective. Seems like a big job, but somebody's got to do it. And I work with Jackie right after this show in ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness. And I love the part where she does, I mean, it's a good show all the way through, but where she does channeling with the team, it is so empowering. I always feel really great about that. And what the team has been saying a lot that I love is it's your job, each one of you out there, it is your job to bring the frequency that you are, and you're the only one in the universe with your particular frequency prints, sort of like a fingerprint. It's your job to bring it to the planet and seed it into the collective. You know, last week was very frustrating because we had a half an hour where we weren't on, so that wasn't very good at all, and I know I lost a lot of you. I heard some lovely feedback. Some of you missed me, and I missed you, so let's hope that tonight we're on and it's steady and so on, because I'd really like some callers tonight. Prepare yourself to call in, and it's 888, just a moment, Bob had the numbers right there, and now they're gone, because we have these wonderful iPhones, and you got to put in your own handy-dandy little password, don't you? So it's 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756. That's the general line. So there's three lines to call in. So the other three lines are, I guess there's four lines to call in, right? 530-327-7602. I'll repeat that. 530-327-7602. Or 530-776-5185. 530-776-5185. 530-413-4522, 530-413-4522. So what we're going to talk about is how the feminine is rising in the collective right now, Not right now. It's like this is a changing time. Many of you have heard about the shift, of course. Or as Swami Beyondananda says, shift happens. So anyway, many of you have heard about the shift, and I believe the shift is, and of course, if you listen to enough people, you don't quite know what it is, do you? Or else it's such a compilation of concepts of amazing potential. So I'm just going to refine it my way by saying what I believe the shift is that in this kind of murky collective where we're using all kinds of thoughts and feelings that come to us from all kinds of leftover realities, or they're infused by media or the belief structures that have come from our societies and so on around the world and in history and so on, I believe that more and more and more individuals, as the systems are all breaking down, are certainly being revealed for what they really are with the corruptions and so on, more and more people are going inside and becoming aligned with the truth of who they are and, again, their own energy fields and energy imprints. And I believe that that's our whole job, is to go in and authenticate who we really are. Now, the other part of it that I already mentioned in the first little segment where we got cut off is that the frequencies on the planet and the frequencies of Mother Earth, the frequencies of the universe, are coming through and really kind of hitting us like acupuncture, and it's actually enhancing the rate at which many of us authenticate, or the way it's hitting us in such a way as to activate our own personal self-realization and make big, big changes. Because if I suddenly become more and more true to myself, less defensive, less designed by the socially constructed reality, my whole business changes, doesn't it? And as an intuitive, it's really fascinating when I talk like this, because I go, of course, I'm so fascinated by my own talk. You have to know that, right? But as an intuitive, and I've done my intuitive work for 25 years, and I raised a child as a single mom doing it, and we always had these weird things going on in and around the house. It was very, very interesting. But when I had to go, and I've always been really dedicated to my process, which is becoming more and more truthful about who I am, getting more in touch with my soul roots and so on, and I'm still in the process as if I just started. But it was interesting, in the olden days, say 25 years ago or 20 years ago, when we got in touch with a part of us that had to change, the species, our species was moving more slowly, and the energies on the planet were moving a lot more slowly. And sometimes it would take weeks of, I would say, a lot of physical pain, a lot of emotional pain, a lot of confusion. And as I touched a denser program, which is in my brain or in my body or usually in the belly area, the subconscious, or maybe a pattern in the brain, is that it started to wake up. I could feel this amazing energy around my house where I'd go, oh crap, I'm going into a process. Well, I wanted it, but I knew I was going to be down for the count for a while. And then all of a sudden, it would be like there would be a circle around my life, and my phones wouldn't work, my answering machines wouldn't work. My life worked okay. I got my daughter to and from school and all of those things. But actually, it was as if I was very protected, and my babysitters, my guides and angels, would make sure there was no way that I could work. It would just pause. And we could say, well, that sounds like hokey malokey. However, any of the people who knew me well would go, ooh, this is really weird, you know, because they could also feel it and experience it. Now, we don't seem to have to go through that as severely, but since, because what I'm really talking about is the speed up and how as above, so below, and inside of our own energy prints, it's really amazing how many dense frequencies are sort of packaged in there in the form of old beliefs that come from lineage, past behavior, and so on. Plus, what's rising in this activation period are some of our gifts, our presentation, the truth of yourself, and so on. So it's a bit chaotic, isn't it? And after Jackie's and the team's intensive, which was very wonderful, of course, many of us, including Jackie, have gone through huge shifts. I mean, this happens to me fairly often, but it was very large and grand after the intensive. And it's interesting. It reminds me of how we've been before, where I'm not the only one, so I'll talk about me, but I know others who are going through similar things. It comes up in the body in a way that can be very, very uncomfortable. It's really fast, whereas years ago, I would writhe around in physical pain, and I knew it was a process of releasing. I never knew if I was sick or dying or actually just going through a process. It sort of makes it a little bit spooky to be health conscious. But it would maybe last for 2 or 2.5 weeks. Now, like the other night, I had something happen where suddenly I was in terrible body pain all over my body, and then I had a fever, and it was incredible. But the whole process lasted about 9 or 10 minutes. I'm going, wow, we're getting better and better. But to me, that signified or was evidence of how the energies are moving up and how I was clearing and transforming some of the deeper, darker hoo-ha that I've stored or collected in my body in all of its many immense journeys through the, galactic centers as well as this planet, this crazy planet of ours. Anyway, let's talk about the feminine rising. Because there, I gave you an example, just a little thumbnail of what it was like to go through processes 20 years ago and what I'm experiencing as a process now. But that's just sort of how energies are rising through us. And they're kind of puncturing or bopping out old belief structures and old denser frequencies. And if we look at having lived in the patriarchy for, I'll just call it 8,000 years, although we could probably hack that apart for a million ways to make it less or more, depending on when the situation is. If you think of all the material that we've accrued over those years inside of ourselves, of understanding what it takes to have leadership, to understand about competition, to understand about gathering enough resources in order to remain, what would we say, you have to have enough resources to be both respectable, powerful, secure on the planet. It's and all those old beliefs that we had about it's a dog-eat-dog world. You got to have your degree, and you got to really make it, and you got to look good, and you got to this, and you got to that, in order to be safe on the planet. A lot of that is male-derived, or I won't say male-derived. It's if the male strength is about the feminine gathers all kinds of information, and then the male comes in and points it into some kind of function. So we've got far too much pointing into the function until we've got a few people gathering as many of the resources as they can and not caring at all about how the masses of people cope on the planet. You know, as most of the resources have gone to I don't know how many people, but it's not a huge, huge number. And I'm saying to you that as the feminine rises, it comes through our body, mind, and probably bops out an awful lot of the belief structure that we would call, in quotes, masculine. And as it pushes aside or breaks open those packages of belief, we might be feeling really, really uncomfortable. But one of the things about the feminine that's so wonderful is that it's relentlessly expansive and nurturing all at once. We're using paradoxical descriptions, aren't we? You know, the feminine where, what would we say? The true feminine, the real truth of the feminine, is it rises up through our body, mind, through our hearts, and we tend to want to be, creating life, nurturing life. Remember, it was women that started agriculture, wasn't it? To create the food, tend the gardens, tend the children, create the children with the help of their men, of course, and tend them so that they grow strong evidence of our species, right? So that we grow these amazing characters. So now the guides are saying that what's going to happen is an awful lot of turmoil on the planet. Duh, we already knew there was a lot of turmoil. Thank you very much. They're laughing right now. But the turmoil, there's going to be turmoil as the feminine rises in many individuals and in many, what would we call it, in many of the collective drives and many of the social demands that sharing begin and that the creating of ways to cultivate safety and harmony and expansive thought and nurturing be part of our political system, part of the economic system. It's really going to bop things around. The guide said it's going to be quite a lot of turmoil. But there's a really kind of one of the things Jackie's channeling of Mary during the intensive talked about something which I love, which is the fierce aspect of femininity as it rises. Oh, goody, we have a caller. Just to hang on one sec, I'll finish this thought, and then you get to be on. The aspect of femininity that is so wonderful is that it's fierce, fierce in its mothering, fierce in its creative approach, and holding a nurturing and a tender recognition of all of life. That's something that the feminine has. And now I have someone else on the air who's going to give her his opinion. You're welcome. Be on the air with me.
Hi there.
Hi.
Hi, Veronica. My name is Donnie, and that's amazing what you're saying about the feminine power coming into being, because I'm encouraging my boss to hire women on the job.
Oh, great. What kind of a job is it? Engineering?
Well, I'm a computer technician.
Uh-huh.
But it's also, they're very specialized computers. They're involved in brain training.
Oh, good.
Yeah, it's called biofeedback system.
Great.
Yeah, yeah. But I wanted to ask you, you were really helpful for me last year. I think it was about this time last year I called you because I wasn't getting a lot of progress happening in my life, and I talked to you, and you really helped me focus on some things, like you said I would travel and there would be a lot of change, and it came true, like in the way that we talked about, that you told me.
Great. So what's your question tonight? You're from Canada, huh?
I'm in Victoria. I'm on the island.
Oh, great. I could get your accent. That's good.
Yeah. So I had this amazing dream, and it was about a tiger. I was a tiger, and I gave birth to, like, little baby tigers.
Oh,
and
wonderful.
So I was reading up on tigers and such, and I got a timeline for changes happening in my life. Like in 6 to 8 weeks, there's going to be like major changes happening, and I was wondering if you'd be kind enough to sort of look into it for me.
I'd love to. First of all, do you have children, Donnie?
No, I don't.
And just give me your age, just to sort of get your energy.
Okay, well, I think I'm around 46 or something like that.
You don't know for sure?
Well, I can count back and know for sure, yeah, but it's either 46, 47. I'm always like a little bit year this way or that way.
Okay. What it looks, oh my. It's making me yawn for a minute. You're making a big change. You're still at work in the computer biz, right?
Well, yeah, it's more biofeedback. It's not really computers. It's biofeedback.
Well, it's funny because you talked at the beginning about how you were trying to incorporate more of the women into it.
And
I'm looking and going, well, that's a big project, but it's almost like you're going to turn around and you're going to start. You're giving birth to some brand new projects, and it's really 6 to 8 weeks, I would say 5 weeks, 5-6 weeks. Something new starts, and it starts a chain of events, and I think that's where you'll find your little baby tigers, is in the chain of events, each little link on the chain.
Mm-hmm.
You're very good, and people will start recognizing you in a different way, because you're going to start bossing everybody around, girl.
Yeah, that's kind of me.
Well, it's okay if you're doing a management thing and you really want to make changes. It's wonderful to be able to be in charge, right?
Well, yeah.
And I also see that there's something about your self-esteem and your heart and the way your brain works that is all going to kind of come together, and you're going to really enjoy, starting about 3 weeks, it seems, and maybe a little before, you're going to start to really enjoy the changes in work. I bet you've been doing biofeedback on yourself. Anyway, you've got some big changes coming up inside of yourself. And talk about the feminine. The feminine part of your nature wants to kind of lean back and enjoy and kind of rejoice in things. So you're going to do both. You're going to start to make changes, but then you're going to get, I see you laughing. I see this light coming up in your eyes, and you're getting a big kick out of getting people going in a slightly different way. And I don't think it's just clients. I think it's other workers.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fun. Are you single?
Yes. And do you see any prospects for me in that department, like a partner?
I do, but it's wispy. Are you dating at all? Are you thinking about dating? He's very wispy.
Well, I work with three men, but and two of them, I mean, only one of them is really sort of available.
And are you interested in him?
Not really.
I knew you were going to say that. I said it ahead of you.
Uh-huh.
But the thing is that there is a potential for someone else. But you know something, honey? You get way too busy. Think about this. We girls get so darn busy that we don't have time just to kind of enjoy the presence of who we are. But there's someone not very far away from you. He's not right in your work environment, who would be kind of interested in you. And he sort of walks by because you're too busy to notice, kind of thing. And he's kind of shy.
Oh.
Are you shy as well?
Sorry?
You're shy too, aren't you?
Not really.
Well, it looks like you're a bit shy about men because he keeps... If I were you, here's what you can do. Go relax in yourself and then send a message with your higher self and your own guidance and send a message out there to his higher self and bring back and then start to really beam, because this guy's really sensitive. He's kind of shy. He's inward. He's very smart and he has a very beautiful heart. And I would say he's allowed himself to have his feminine without being effeminate. You know the difference.
Yeah.
And he wants to grow and learn, and you're not too bad on metaphysics, girl. He would learn a lot from you, but you both go to some kind of classes or something together to learn, and you have a good time. So he's potentially right out there. He's already walking in parallel lines around you somewhere, meaning he's the same distance from you all the time. You got to beckon him in.
Is he single?
Yes, he is.
Okay.
But he hasn't always been single, and that's good, too. So he's had a little bit of training. Get him on those feedback machines and get his brain trained, okay?
Yeah.
So thank you for your call, Donnie. I wish you the very best.
Thank you very much.
All right. Good evening. So that was good. So there's another thing about the feminine. This is, another caller. You're on the air.
Hi, Veronica.
Hi.
Hi, this is Tanya.
Hi, Tanya. How you doing? Another Canadian.
Yeah, I'm doing pretty good. We had snow today.
What's new today?
We had snow today.
Oh, you did? Well, you can have it.
It was just a little bit. Nothing that stayed.
I can't remember where you're in, Princeton or Hope?
Hope.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay, and we're in Bellingham, so that's probably 3 hours away.
Yeah, not too far.
Yeah, it's to me, it's far too cold here right now. I don't think it's funny.
No, yeah, I've been finding it chilly, too.
But you're growing a lot, girl. You look kind of a softer and more peaceful. For the people who don't recognize you, you have called off and on and have been in a process of growing and changing.
Mm-hmm.
And you look softer and more peaceful, but kind of pensive, and there's something going on in you. We're trying to see what that is. Do you have a bellyache, tummy ache, second chakra?
Well, I had my ovary removed recently.
Aha. Okay. And did they, and how do you feel?
I feel fine.
better still, I should say. What's your question tonight, Tanya? It's nice to talk to you.
My question is, I was wondering if the guides can help me maybe perhaps show me where my block is in healing, in fully healing my leg, or what my next step is to heal it.
Isn't that funny? You said, what's my next step? And it's about your leg. Is it your left leg?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you want to remind me what the injury was? Did I know already?
Motorcycle accident, June 23rd, 2007.
Okay.
And the doctors don't know how to fix me.
Okay, let's just take a look. And it's in the upper, in the thigh, right?
Knee.
You know what? They're showing me that in the thigh, if you put your hand on the ball joint at the top of your leg and at your hip, your knee, about just more than halfway down, palpate with your finger. There should be a kind of a discomfort in there, and it should go a little bit numb when you do that. My guides are saying this, that's the problem, that there's a nerve damage that's preventing the knee. You see, the nerve is not sending all the messages that it needs to send.
Yeah, like my knee is like stuck in some areas, like really stuck.
It's fixed in place so it doesn't wobble back and forth?
Yeah.
Well, do you go to a chiropractor?
Like there's like it has gotten better. Like I do got movement in it, but there are like I am getting a lot more movement, you know, in the last couple of years. It's almost actually straight, but I still can't like fully bend it, or it actually feels like my whole entire kneecap's going to like split into a million pieces.
Oh, wow. So the meniscus.
But I'm getting a lot better. Like I'm walking without a wheelchair or a walker now. So
good girl. Well, you've been through a long siege. What they're saying is that you want to get some help dealing with the nerve. Do you go to an acupuncturist?
No.
Or you know what I mean, an energy therapist of any kind?
Yeah.
Do you go to Qigong or Tai Chi or something?
I can find someone, I'm sure.
Yeah, because my guys are saying that you need to get those nerves reawakened, and they were quite damaged, and they're still... It's like you're being short-sheeted and you don't get the subtle energy going from your all the way through your leg, and so the knee is suffering from a shortage. But they're showing that most of the problem starts right in the middle of that thigh.
Mm-hmm. So I would get a pretzel-y feeling in there sometimes. It feels like sometimes it's pretzeling inside there.
I think it is, honey. But it seems like you're going to be able to, and I can't spend a whole long time on this right now, but even people...
Yeah.
Who are in my field would help you energetically. Do you ever go to Vancouver?
Once in a while.
Do you have a healing? Wait a sec. Let me look at Hope. You do have healers there. I would use even cranial sacral or just energy healers. I would try several different ones because it looks like the energy will start working through your upper leg better. And also you're very psychic, very intuitive. Of course, the left side is all about that part of your body and the feminine, right?
Yeah.
So these are issues you want to look at whilst you're waiting, and this is for people at home as well. You can imagine, right, just imagine the energies, that the light. You can start at the top of your head if you want, but right now we're going to say start at the top of the legs and bring a golden energy down through and absolutely irradiate all the nervous flow that goes all the way right down from there to the soles of your feet and into the core of the earth, back up. Fill your legs again, and you can just keep running that energy back and forth to reinvigorate your nervous system. Because I think you're on the verge of healing, and you'll find your knee starts to regenerate a little more swiftly. It's regenerating. It's just not doing it fast enough for you right now.
Yeah. It's been a slow process, but it definitely is getting there.
But Tanya, I have to tell you this, girl. Like anybody who goes through this kind of physical limitation with a certain amount of consciousness, you're actually gaining a lot of wisdom as you go through this process.
Oh, yes, I am. I
go,
feel like
girl.
I've been born just, only like, a year and a half ago.
Yeah, so it's really, it was like a near death in a way, in the sense of ending your whole life and beginning a whole new life. And I think you're going to be quite a healer. That's what I think.
So that's what I'm planning.
You go, girl. Anyway, it's wonderful to hear your voice, and I know that you can get that knee wiggling away and behaving like it wants to.
Yes.
Maybe you'll be hopping on your left
leg
next time. Thank you. Enjoy the snow.
Great. Thanks, Veronica.
Good night, Tanya.
Bye-bye.
It's very interesting. The body is so interesting, isn't it? It's I'm still marveling after doing this work for so many years and also being a seeker. Are we still on the air? Okay. After being a seeker, I'm still marveling about our bodies, how the body is an immense library, isn't it? Hello, you're on the air.
Hello, Veronica. This
Hi.
Is Linda.
Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm doing all right. I'm just going through a healing process. I found the land I was looking for. I've talked to you in the past, and I was out mowing the field real hard the other day. I looked out the window later, and for 2 days I saw crisscrosses in the sky.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm wondering why I got this upper respiratory infection. It just hit me, you know, took me for a loop. And I was using some clove oil to help, you know, help that, and got some good results with that. But I'm wondering if the chemtrails are related, if you could ask the guides to tune in to see if what they're putting in the skies is related to this upper respiratory tract infection that I got, because I never get sick.
You also were, and you were also, what did you say? You were cutting the field?
Yeah, mowing the grass, and I never have trouble with dust or anything like that.
No, here's what they're saying is that it's a combination. When there's a certain toxicity in the air and you're combining it with your with the grasses, that's when you get some weird interactions that go on. Were your eyes sort of swollen or watering or something?
Not that I noticed.
They're showing that there's kind of a fluid. There's something behind your eyes, which is just allergic reaction as well, is what the guides are saying right now. But they're saying it's a combination of the two things. And as they remind us all the time, the world in many ways is getting very small and very toxic at times. So it's always a process of cleansing. But I think that you took on a double dose that day, or a combined dose.
Yeah, it was like speed mowing and, you know, major aerobic exercise. So deep, deep, deep breathing.
Wow. Yeah, where is it? Hot climate?
Particulates. Pardon?
Is it a hot climate?
No, it's over here on Orcas Island.
Oh, okay.
And I think I took the particulates in pretty deep.
You really did, actually.
Oh, yeah. I had to lie flat on the grass a couple times. You know, just great exercise.
They thought you were getting really fit.
Yeah, right.
Well, I don't think it's permanent, but, you know, the thing you have to watch very carefully, because you're, like many of us, we're extremely sensitive and we want to be, but you're very strong. You know what I mean? So you can flush this out. Yeah. And our sensitivity, Linda, is our strength these days. It's just really learning how to kind of drive it, right?
Yes. Yes, keep the immune system strong.
Yeah, and really...
Yeah, I've been craving citrus fruits.
Have you been eating them?
Yes, I found some. I'm going to go get more. Yeah, live food. Yeah.
Go ahead. You had another question?
Well, did you have something else you wanted to say about that?
I wanted to rub something on your chest. Like, you need to... maybe use eucalyptus oil of eucalyptus?
Yeah.
And maybe keep steaming in your house, because your chest is, I'm watching it kind of wobble back and forth as it kind of releases and doesn't, and you know what I mean? It wobbles back and forth between being clear and being toxic again. It can't seem to clear itself.
Right. That's what I feel.
Yeah. It's like too much dust. The guys are saying it's the dust that brought in the particles, the dust from the grass and the combined with what was in the sky. Yeah, I'm sorry,
okay.
But that's just the way it is right now. Huh?
Yeah, I'll use a particulate mask, you know, particle mask.
I think you're going to have to do that.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. And my other big question, do you see someone coming into my life to help me with this project?
I do, but it's not yet. Is there somebody you know who lives a distance who's been in touch with you and is interested in coming? Because it seems like that.
A musician?
It might be a musician, but this guy's actually got resources. Not that all musicians don't have resources, but he looks like he's got...
Yeah, this is what I'm thinking of, doesn't.
Yeah, no, it looks like this guy has a practical foundation as well. And he seems like he might be somewhere like, I don't know, traveling in Asia or something right now. Maybe you don't even know him, but I think you know him, but you might not even know him. And it's coming up maybe in June or in the summer or something. But I'll tell you what, Linda, I'm not always confident when I give you time frames. I love my guides deeply, but they don't know how to do calendars and clocks.
Uh-huh.
But he looks like he's away from here.
Any other information that I could go by?
Let's see. He doesn't know you, but he knows about you, and it's through some other people. There are people that you know on Orcas that talk. You know, it's interesting to people listening as well. When we want to find our partner, it's really great when we're talking with people that are in a group of people with like-minded ethics or goals or evolutionary desires, because that seems to be how he comes in. People are talking about one another, and you're mentioned, not in a nasty way at all. And so he comes in through some people that you know, as if you belong to something where there's a market, or I don't know what it is, but you belong to some kind of group situation, and that's how you meet him. But he's away right now.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, he's not here right now.
Yeah.
You know, so keep going with your community there. You're developing a lot more community, aren't you?
Trying. Actually doing, but it just is very interesting how it, you know, one step forward and, you know, finding out what's what and who's who and trying to inspire, be the inspiration, and wanting to create food supply. So
I want you to laugh.
The fortress.
I want you to laugh and play with some people coming up, and that's really important for you. You'll even feel better.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no emergency, I hope.
No, it seems like there's a situation coming up where there's a gathering of some sort and a bit of a celebration and people are doing something. So it's around, I don't know whether it's a co-op or something, it's around doing something. And in that celebrative event, we talked at the beginning about getting into your own personal frequency and, you know, clearing negativity in order to let your frequency rise. So, and this is for people at home as well, is when you're laughing and playing and doing something productive, you just bloom, girl. You're a singer as well, are you?
Yes, dancing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, there's an event coming up where you're going to be involved in doing that, and it might be casual. It may not be that you set it up to perform, but it seems like your natural light comes out in a way that it hasn't, and people feel safe around you, and it's very feminine. You're very powerfully feminine.
Yeah, built in.
Yeah, but not everybody has the freedom to express that. And when people at home, the powerful feminine is actually being able to be nurturing and rejoicing and creatively celebrating our productivity. You know, that's very feminine, isn't it? And the food and the nurturing that way. You're going to be doing something that's involved with that, and it looks like people work hard and they don't mind, and then you play and laugh and sing and dance and... That's how you're going to actually meet your man, because it's probably through several of those or several tiers of that people know who you are.
Right.
And then he hears about you.
That's very much resonating. And I'm wondering if it has to do with the permaculture,
indeed.
The Bullitt brothers over in Deer Harbor.
I think it is.
Yeah, I get a real good feeling about that.
But I want to say to you...
players are.
And don't, honey, don't limit it. And this is true for everybody at home. Don't limit your dreams by nailing down the names, please. You just say that might be or something like that or better. Throw it out there. You know, when you're creating and doing your intentions, you want to leave some of the tent untethered so that it gets to flutter in the breeze and move with synchronicities, you know?
Right, leaving all the options open.
Yeah, so say it's like that, those people, but it doesn't have to be those people.
No, no.
Does that make sense?
Yeah.
All right,
it's
well,
like
keep
leaving no stone unturned.
That's right, and it's just unfettering ourselves with the furrowed brow releasing itself and just having a good time.
Yeah, enough of this seriousness. I don't want to get too focused where I'm not out there playing and letting my intentions be known.
And the thing is also, that's right, and if the feminine is really on the rise, it's moving up through us. And remember, the feminine is, you know, when we've got children, we nurture them, we try to make them laugh, we play with them, we tickle them. That's part of our power. That's part of a really strict feminine job, isn't it?
Right.
Yeah, so that's how we
right.
see you moving and grooving. You work hard, but you play well.
Both, right. Balance.
Yeah.
And yeah, the hard part has been having to give feedback to the ones that aren't feeling inspired yet, that are moving slowly and you're wanting to go fast and, you know, or self-sabotaging, you know? And I'm a truth seeker and a truth speaker, so I can't help but share, but I'm trying to do it with more heart, more, you know, balance than just the fire energy inside me.
Yeah, and people have tremendous resistances, don't they? I mean,
oh my goodness.
How we learn to protect ourselves. So it's really
right.
important to have the compassion for that. And yet I know I get impatient. It's hard. I get impatient with myself, let alone others. But it's hard to be ebullient when you're in a group of resistant people. And
right, where to draw the line when you feel your energy being drawn down.
Yeah, well,
because
you wrap yourself
you don't have
in
the
light
other, enough of the other.
Yeah.
When you're just, you know, solo flight and the ones coming in are all drawing energy down, then you have to draw the line sometime and go, okay, maybe later.
Yeah, I think that's okay. Either that or you set
yeah,
things up
you know,
where
people
aren't
wanting
be...
to help themselves, we can withdraw our energy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's sad. I get really sad, disappointed.
Because
I see the potential in people. I want to empower everybody. I see their soul. I see, you know, what could happen if they weren't in resistance.
But you know what's funny about you is you are an entertainer, and it's in that entertainment that you lift them, but you do the entertainment for your own sake.
That's right. I was dancing at a festival last summer, and this guard at the gate, he does his finger, come over here, and he said, I'm pretty sure it's illegal to be having that much fun.
It makes
yeah.
people nervous, doesn't it?
No, he was just, you know, people really enjoy my expression, my free energy, you know, reflecting the music through my dance, you know, being
well,
a reflection
remember,
of the instruments.
Yeah, and just remember, entertainment is the highest form of service. Because it can raise the fields and frequency for a million people at a time. You know that.
Yeah.
So your gifts are, and if you're in the true mode of your own entertaining capacity, then it isn't as important how they respond, but your frequencies will rivet through the collective, if you know what I mean.
That's right. A character in the play.
Mm-hmm. And so have a good time.
Watching, being a bystander. No,
yeah.
Not me.
Well, you can't be. No.
No.
You can be a little bit. But also the guides are saying this, that remember that it's through your projects as well you also have
yeah.
an impact on people. So it's a kind of a doing feminine part, which is there's always so many contradictions, aren't there? But you have
yes,
a very rising, fierce feminine. You're a strong feminine light.
Yeah.
So.
Yes, the fire monkey is the doer, like the dragon and the rat. They're all doers.
And
then you have the protectors and then the catalysts and then the thinkers. I'm the doer, so I actualize a lot.
Oh, good.
And I want a partner. I need one, too.
I think he's coming, and it looks like it's this year. But I have to say goodbye right now, but I hope you'll keep us posted.
That is really inspirational, and I thank you so much.
All right, keep dancing.
All right.
All right.
Always.
Bye, Linda. Thank you. Well, and it's so interesting because there's a classic example of the feminine. Now, she's moving and grooving fast in her own evolution, and sometimes we get, stymied? We get lonely. It sometimes is really lonely to authenticate. I remember when I had Rowena Kreider on. She's a wonderful artist who does a lot of sacred geometrics and symbol work and so on. She's matriarchal, she's older, and she's really bright, bright scientific kind of mind and also an intuitive. Anyway, she was saying, remember, and she worked a lot with Joseph Campbell in a university in San Francisco. Anyway, she said, remember to follow your bliss, but oftentimes following your bliss will take you through anguish. And the only reason I repeat that is not to bring us all down, is to say that you can sometimes, when you're really being true to the truth of your essence and your frequencies and so on, you can isolate yourself and become kind of lonely because other people are resisting around you and so on. And quite often with people who are resistant about their own evolution, it takes longer than you want it to take, but they usually do move in time, or at least a lot of them do. So we have to be patient, have to be prepared to hold the light and present the enthusiasm your way and in your time frame and accept the fact that other people will have their own time frame. Hard work, but you're trying to change the world right now, ladies and gentlemen, and who said that was going to take a second? So I love working with you on Radiance by Design, and I'm so grateful that we had some good calls tonight. I want to remind us all that as the feminine is on the rise, one of the greatest things you can do to encourage it to move through your body, mind, your brain, your patterning, and your behavior, and your whole life, like a ripple effect, is to surrender, surrender, and surrender. Because it's in that surrender that we release our defenses and our fears and give faith and trust to that which is bigger than we are. Simplistically put, it's like our higher self, our dimensional multi-frequency, the frequencies of the essence of our being. All of these are really strong guides, plus the universe, plus guides and angels, plus source energy. I mean, pick a place. There's something coming to us at any given time. And I believe that all of those that I've talked about recognize our authenticity and will only help us to push it through. Sometimes that means amplifying our negativity long enough for us to get a grip on it and move it. But otherwise, we're all kind of going to be flying into the more feminine balance, even the guys. I see so many men and in my work and so on, and so many of you guys, are more and more in touch with your intuitive nature, your nurturing nature, your tender, loving care nature and so on. A lot of the guys I know say they're sick to death of the patriarchy. Anyway, so if any of you would like a session with me, email me, veronica@veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle. That's veronica@veronicaentwistle.com. And remember, I said it would be Linda Sherman of soothsayer.com. There's an E in soothsayer, SOOTHESAYER.com. She is an amazing, wonderful, fierce astrologer whose feminine energy is absolutely delightful, but she's great on economics and politics. And as I said, I'm going to be talking to her about what does it look like astrologically with the feminine on the rise. And then we're going to be talking to Jackie Salvetti and the team on ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness at 8 o'clock today. What else do I want to say? We've just started shooting. I'm going to do my Paradigm Shifters. It's going to be a television series, and we've just started the shooting on that, and I'll be presenting more and more. So check my website, veronicaentwistle.com, and we'll fill you in on the latest happenings and shenanigans in our evolutionary days. This is Veronica Entwistle saying, seeing you at the top of the hour at ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness will be wonderful. I hope some of you can stay tuned, or some of you are just tuning in. And I'd like to say, call in the higher frequencies, the loving frequencies, the feminine frequencies. Call them in. Feel them running in through your body and coming out your heart as we all send much love to one another in the Radiance by Design healing community, or just straight community, however you look at it. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you in a few minutes. Good night.